Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Bert Show.
Intern Haley, while we're here, you can't walk into the studio with a pickle slut t-shirt on and not give us the history behind the shirt before we get into the meat of you breaking into your grandfather's car.
So it's funny because I'm quite the opposite of a pickle slut, really. I've been in a relationship for almost 2.5 years.
Wait, what is the opposite?
Pickle proof.
Okay, that makes sense.
She's saving her pickles for marriage.
No, I hate pickles so much. It's my biggest fear.
Like you hate them, like you just detest the taste of them, or you actually have a legitimate fear?
Like I'm actually starting to feel anxious right now talking about it.
Can we trace back where your fear comes from?
Well, it was at Jesus camp, and all bad things come from Jesus camp. But my mom dropped me off at this camp because it was free. They just asked for donations. So I was being dropped off for a week away with my sleeping bag, a pound of ground beef as a donation, and a dream.
And so, what was the dream? So
the dream was maybe I'll make friends. I don't know. I didn't have many friends when I was younger, but...
I'm starting to put that together.
Wow. Anyway.
Welcome to the Bert Show.
Yeah. And yet you guys can't get enough of me. So.
Hey, you walked in here. We didn't invite you.
But there was like a little snack shack, and all of my friends got like a pickle on a stick from the snack area, you know, in between meals. And I was like, man, I want to like pickles so bad. So I'm just going to force myself to like a pickle. So I get a pickle from the snack shack. I take one bite, and then I am dry heaving by the creek that we all swim in for the next hour. I'm just on my knees gagging. And it was such a terrible experience that I was like, I don't even want to look at another pickle ever again.
Ew. If this isn't a life lesson for everybody listening, it's like stop forcing yourself to be something you're not to make friends.
Yeah.
Be true to yourself. Be a pickle prude, not a pickle slut.
Is a food phobias a real thing? Like, I know there are some foods you don't like, but I mean, a legit phobia? Like, if I put a pickle right here, you would legit freak out.
I wouldn't be able to look in your direction, honestly. I wouldn't.
Wow.
I am obsessed with the show The Challenge, and everybody knows Jemmy on The Challenge has a fear of ketchup.
A legit fear.
A legit fear.
I just don't like ketchup. No. I don't like the way it tastes. A fear.
Her ex-boyfriend, he was drunk and he was being mean, and he squirted ketchup on her, and she lost her ass. Like, she was shaking, and she was crying, and she was freaking out. And she's like, you know how I feel about ketchup! It's a thing.
Pickles could be used as a weapon against me, for sure.
If we want to put intern Haley, like, in a room full of pickles, I have a direct line.
Oh my God.
My brother lives in Mount Olive, North Carolina. Home of Mount Olive pickles. They brought me a big assortment pack for Christmas of pickles. I don't even like pickles.
God, the tentacles of his contacts.
He got a pickle plug.
They make, I bet, 30 different kinds of pickles. And we can put them all around.
Tommy, I'm getting hot flashes right now. This is not good.
Let's not traumatize the interns.
Yeah.
Is there anybody listening right now that also has a food phobia? Not something that you dislike, but if you see a piece of cauliflower, it freaks you out. Or a tomato, like you say. Like, it's more than not liking it. Like, I don't like goat cheese, but if it's in front of me, I'm not going to go, goat cheese, get it out of here.
So, I mean, it is a phobia for all food, though. It's sebophobia. And then the fear of pickles specifically has a name as well. It's tubari phobia.
Tubari.
I need to learn that. Tubari phobia?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that people could be just legitimately fearful of a food.
I'm going to get that word tattooed on me.
Now you need a shirt that says tubari phobia slut.
Yeah. There we go.
If I had a phobia, it would be Goldschlager more than anything else.
Oh, that's understandable.
That one hurt quite a bit. Okay, so now let's move on.
Yes.
You stole your grandfather's car?
I did. So he lives up in Talking Rock, Georgia, little town, and he goes to Hawaii every year for like around Thanksgiving to the middle of January. So it's about 2 months that he's in Hawaii every year. He lives alone. He's, you know, I make it a point to go see him once a week for dinner. And we had family come into town this past Christmas, and they wanted to take a little weekend trip up to Helen, Georgia for, you know, if you don't know, it's like this little Germanish alpine village, very cute to visit. And they wanted to go, but we didn't have enough cars to let them borrow one of our cars to go up. So I said, well, my grandfather's out of town. Like, why don't we borrow his car? Like, I'll call him up and ask, because he always says, anything you need when I'm out of town, if you need a place to stay, just go. So I call him. I couldn't get a hold of him. He has terrible service where he's staying. And I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. So my mom and I, she's under the impression that this is all approved and taken care of. I'm like, yeah, he said yes, for sure. So we make a day of it. We go up to Talking Rock and we have dinner at my favorite restaurant up there that he goes to every day. And it's about 20 minutes into the dinner when I realize I don't have the key to his house, because we needed his house key to get in to get the extra set of car keys to take the car. So it was about 20 minutes in, I realize I don't have the house key. And we are 60 miles away. And so I am thinking of ways. I'm like, how do I tell her that we just drove 60 miles and I don't even have the house key to get in? And not only that, but my stepdad couldn't even bring the house key to us because I had my car keys with me. So I had the wrong set of keys. He couldn't even bring the house keys to me. So we said, let's see if a neighbor has a key, or like, let's still go and see if there's any other way to get into this house. So we're going around back of the house and we notice there's a window cracked open, like under the basement, like in that really creepy crawl area no one wants to go. And then we hear these dogs barking and like charging towards us and growling. And we're like, this is just one sign after another that we should not take this car. But I was like, you know, we need to get in. We need to get these house keys, get the car and go. And I'm sure he'll say yes when I can get a hold of him. I know for a fact he will. I'm the beneficiary of his life insurance, all right? He'll let me borrow his car. So I tried to get the window open, but it's been set in this place for like 100 million years. Like, this window was not going to open even though it was already cracked. So I get my hands under the window and I try to lift and that's not working. So I turn around and I put my back to the window and I kind of try and lift with my hands behind my back up, because I just thought I'd have more force that way. And I did, and the window opened, but at the same time, my shoulder slams into the window frame, and I start screaming. I'm in excruciating pain. Neighbors start turning lights on in the houses, and I'm like, oh, we gotta go. So I just fall into the basement through this window. My shoulder's probably shattered, I'm sure, at this point. I go up, I get the car keys. We get the car, we start driving out, and then we're on the road about a mile away from his house driving home, and we see just a bunch of police cars like kind of like going past us very quickly. And I'm like, I'm sure that's not for us. Like, there's no way. But I wasn't going to stick around to find out. So we go, and eventually I get a hold of him the next day, and I'm like, hey, can we borrow your car? He's like, yeah, sure, go right ahead. You know, you have the house key. I'm like, yeah, I can do it, no problem. We had already had the car for over 24 hours at that point.
But you had predicted right, though.
I did. I knew it was going to be fine. I knew it was going to be fine.
Outside the felony, no problem here. No foul at all.
I had my arm in a sling for like a week. I couldn't lift my arm because of how bad my shoulder was.
The Bird Show.